Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yes! Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. My goodness me. It is good to be back after a week of fun, frivolity, and all kinds of wackiness. I am back, but I look to the left, and he is not here. But fear not, kids. He is here, just not here. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to your house.
Yeah, welcome back to the studio. I'm on the Gatos 3000. I'm upstairs doing the show from home again. My wife got COVID last week. She's doing just fine, but I'm not allowed to come back into the office after her 10 days. So, man, yeah, I missed you, man. You were gone all week. I was gone part of the week doing the show from home, so we're back ready to go. Let's do this.
It is a trip. I've come back, and it's like, man, because normally I'll take like a Friday to Monday, but this is the first time I took about 10 days off.
Wow.
And it was totally needed. The way I look at it is I take 5 days off for each show. So because I do two shows, I took 10 days off. But I took a ton of naps. I'm like, did I already take a nap today? Oh, I'm taking another one. It was awesome.
I think, like, if you were to say me and you and Becky Lynn, we had three very different Labor Day weekends. Like, I wanted to travel, but couldn't because we were going to go to Jamaica, and you can't get into Jamaica without a negative COVID test. So last Tuesday, when my wife said, you know, my throat's hurting just a little bit, and I said, well, you know, take an at-home COVID test. And it said it was, you know, positive, and then she got the real test the next day. We're like, okay, well, we're not going to go to Jamaica. We'll cancel that trip. They won't let you in, and I get it, without a positive test. So we tried to travel over Labor Day weekend. Becky Lynn, I know you did travel over.
I did.
All right, so the airports are packed, right?
It was, but this was really interesting. We had an experience that I have not had in, I would bet you, 10 to 15 years.
All right.
We got on the plane at Sky Harbor, a Southwest plane. I had to fly it myself. How about that? No, but we were flying to Nashville. The plane was practically empty.
Get out of here.
Nope. I bet you there weren't 50 people on that plane.
Oh, my gosh.
On the way back was a different story. It was packed on the way back. But going out, she has the planes wide open. We were the sixth people on the plane and the first ones off because we got the bulkhead. Yeah.
What do you think? Because, like, a lot of people wanted to travel over Labor Day. And I know the TSA was busy. Sky Harbor was busy.
It wasn't that busy. I will tell you, Sky Harbor was not that busy. We left on Wednesday evening. Granted, it was middle of the week,
right?
But there were not that many people at the airport. So when we got to the gate and she said, it's wide open, I mean, they packed us on there and boom.
Well, I think a lot of people, excuse me, I think a lot of people did cancel their trips because of Delta. I think a lot of people canceled their trips. We weren't going to cancel our trip, but COVID canceled it for us. But from what I see, Sky Harbor had a really busy holiday weekend. That's what I'm seeing. The TSA screened a ton of people, over 5 million people on Friday through Sunday. It's more than double the travelers that we saw at the same time last year. And that's obviously across the United States, not just at Sky Harbor. And Chad, you didn't go anywhere. You had a chance to go somewhere for 10 days, and you stayed where?
I stayed home. I golfed, I think, three or four times.
Right.
The kids and I swam several occasions. I took several naps. Wife and I hung out. We did nothing. And it was awesome because, you know what, I like this week, I'll probably be up here twice this week. Thursday, I'm staying up here for sure because I don't want to miss the football game. So it's easier for me just to go, you know, get my hotel and finish the football game.
Right.
You know, and
I
probably stay 75 days to 90 days a year in a hotel. I didn't want to travel anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it was awesome. I mean, it was just great. It was waking up, and I had a couple voiceover things that I did. But outside of that, I did absolutely nothing. I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to take a shower today.
Hey, Becky Lynn, you went to the Tennessee football game, right?
We went to
against Bowling Green, mighty Bowling
Green.
We
beat the mighty Bowling Green. I don't even know what their mascot was. I am not kidding you. I have no idea. But we beat them like 38-6, so it was great. Yes, we went to Neyland Stadium to the first football game of the year for UT. It was not a sellout crowd.
Wow.
That stadium holds about 104,000 people. I think they announced 85,000 were there,
which is
still a lot. Yes.
By the way, it's Freddie and Frida Falcon. is the Bowling Green.
Oh, okay.
But that's not normal. Normally they sell out.
Normally they sell
out. Normally it's 100,000.
And especially since last year, you know, there was no one in the stands.
Right.
And you would think that everyone was, you know, raring to go and be back. And they did have all the pregame festivities, the pep rally on the grounds and all that. We went to all that. They had, you know, food vendors, et cetera. We stayed masked up the whole time.
Okay.
After the football game, the next day, we drove to Gatlinburg, another bustling metropolis of people. And there were thousands there going up and down the streets. And we went into the national park. And it was great, but there were thousands of people. The next day we go to Nashville, once again, thousands of people. We went to the Grand Ole Opry, first time I've ever been in my entire life, even though I grew up there.
Yeah.
It was packed. Broadway, where they, you know, party all night long and all day long, packed with people. I was really nervous this whole trip, I got to tell you.
Why?
Because of so many people and not too many masked up. I would say a third to a fourth might have had on masks, maybe.
So let me hit you guys with a couple stats, because it's worse this year than it was last year at this time.
Yes.
So the coronavirus infections are more than four times what we saw on Labor Day last year. So that's over a 300% increase from a year ago. So, I mean, I'm surprised we're in this spot. I know why we're in this spot. It stinks to be in this spot, but we're in this spot. Hospitalizations are up almost 160% from a year ago. So it was better last year on Labor Day, and still it's much worse this year. And people said, okay, we got to go. I think we're just kind of acting like the pandemic is over. And, you know, I mean, Becky Lynn, if you're in a crowd with 80,000 people and nobody's in a mask, I don't think anybody cares about this pandemic
anymore. Yeah, sure. You know, granted, it was outside, you know, the whole thing about, oh, you can be outside, but you're packed in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were around a lot of people. And,
right.
And I will admit, I didn't wear my mask the whole time I was outside at the game.
Sure.
Because I was eating, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But,
you're normal. You're a normal person. No one wants to wear their mask all the time.
Mm-mm.
I think that's the big thing. I think people are like, look, this thing's endemic. It's not going anywhere. I'm not going to stop my life now.
Yeah.
I've got to live my life. And remember, yesterday, unemployment and a lot of the safety nets out there ended. So the work world's going to get another view of people here in the coming days and weeks because of that. And I think people are going to start to realize, look, you got to live. You can't live in fear. You're going to have to be, you can have a healthy respect for it, as you should. But you can't live in fear. And if otherwise, people are going to freeze to death as far as just making any decision.
Yeah. I mean, my wife and I were ready to travel over this past weekend to go to Jamaica. We knew what the risks were. We went and got vaccinated. We were going to wear a mask on the plane, obviously. And then we were going to hit the beach. And we thought probably everything would be fine. And I wasn't really worried about traveling. I wanted to travel. I knew that I didn't know the numbers that I just said, you know, a week ago. But I knew it was worse this year than last year, but I still didn't want to stay at home. I wanted to still go. So I think a lot of people want to go. Becky Lynn, you wanted to go.
Yes.
Chad, you work too much. I totally get why you stayed at home. For me, I wanted to go. I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to go to the beach. We had a really great trip planned with my wife's sister and our niece and our friends, and it was like this big, you know, huge, huge deal that we had to cancel out on. But you know, I don't know. I think basically when you look around, there's no one really to trust to get us out of this thing. I know Biden's going to have this big speech tomorrow on COVID and how we're supposed to. I don't expect him to come up with anything big. I just kind of think it's kind of like what you said, Chad. You go about your life. You throw the mask on when you have to. I mean, my wife even threw the mask on all the time. She was, you know, she did everything to stay safe. And I don't know, it's the COVID snuck in.
Yeah.
It creeped in. I don't know how she got it, but I don't have it. I'll get tested Friday before I come back to the radio station just to be careful. But I feel fine. But, you know, this thing, I have no idea how she caught it. So you can try and stay as safe as you possibly can. You still might get it. And that's kind of the world we live in. So, I mean, I don't want to sit around and wait for life to pass and just check the box every day. I want to go and do some stuff. I want to go on a trip. I want to go here. I want to go see this. I want to go to a football game like you did, Becky Lynn. I'm going to go to the Cardinals game in a week or two when they come home. So, yeah, I mean, we're living with it. I think we all knew that this year was worse than last year, and we still said, no, I'm going.
Yeah. As we should. As we should. He's Gatos. I am Chad. I am back. He's at home, but he's still here. Becky's back. The whole crew's back together. We got so much stuff to get into today. All right, two holidays, right? 4th of July, September 11th. You just had the Labor Day. All of this stuff is going on. Don't feel like celebrating independence from this, independence from the chaos of last year, and as well as, you know, getting out of Afghanistan. We're going to discuss that. Why aren't we celebrating? Why don't we feel like it? We'll do it straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is right. So, a few days away from 9/11. We're out of Afghanistan. That's one of the things I did see, man. I turned off all of my stuff, Gatos.
Oh,
I saw nothing. I didn't care. People were sending me stuff. I'm like, look, I'm on vacation. Unless he retires, unless he walks away, unless something tragic happens, I am going to relax, and I don't care. But I did see the haunting visual of the last guy getting on the helicopter in the night vision goggles,
yeah,
you know, in the green, and that was a very surreal situation. When I looked at it, I thought, man, that is surreal watching that. And of course, today, one of the guys that was in Guantanamo Bay is now the chief in, you know, like security or intelligence officer.
He's got a big job with the Taliban.
Yeah.
Well, it's just weird because, like, all right, so we knew the vaccine was on the way early at the beginning of this year. And we're like, oh, 4th of July is going to be great. So Biden comes out and he's like, yep, we're going to celebrate independence from the COVID on the 4th of July. We've got September 11th. Yeah, we're going to get out of Afghanistan, and that's going to be a really great thing to look 20 years back on and say, hey, we did a job over there. Maybe we lost our way for a little while. The soldiers did what we asked them to do. 4th of July, September the 11th, they were supposed to be these two big dates. And I know Biden put a big circle on the dates. That's all political, you know, trying to celebrate certain things. Well, we blew it on the 4th of July with COVID. Delta was obviously the reason, and unvaccinated people refusing to get the shot. That was the reason. It's extended the pandemic. But then September the 11th, you know, are you feeling good about getting out of Afghanistan? I'm not. Are you feeling good about, you know, terrorists not hitting us again? I'm not. So these are like two big holidays. Well, not holidays. Two big dates. September the 11th certainly isn't a holiday.
Yeah.
4th of July is. But, you know, there was supposed to be at least some celebration. And I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any. I mean, I think I might feel worse this September the 11th than I have in previous September the 11th because of what happened in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Again, it was the way that it ended and what a kind of a farce it was. And, you know, I started getting back into stuff on you know, Saturday and Sunday. And I saw that the UK, the foreign minister over there, said essentially their defense minister that, you know, Biden is the biggest threat to world peace. Because I think the way that we got out was absolutely a joke, and there were better ways of doing it. I think it was haphazard at best, and I think that there's a chance down the line that we, you know, over the weekend, everybody gave Lindsey Graham a bunch of stuff saying, we're going to probably have to invade again, and everybody's like, oh, my God, I don't know if we'll invade again, but to say that we may not have something go on there again and that we may not have to have some sort of dealings there, I think would be foolish to think.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not Biden's fault. Biden's fault was what he did getting out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You can blame every president going back to Bush. I mean, you can blame every single president going back to, you know, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden.
It's hard to blame Trump because he didn't vote for it, and he just wanted to get out of there.
Right.
So it's hard to blame him for any of that because he wasn't in politics. But at the end of the day, everybody's got a role to play and what took place over there. It is, but the way we left, though, it
awful.
Was such a debacle.
It's a stain that you just can't get out. And I you know, the way all the pictures and everything that we saw and, you know, citizens giving their babies to our soldiers over the barbed wire fence, what's going to happen with women now in Afghanistan? Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I like blaming people. I like to blame people. Certainly blame Biden for the way we got out. You know, Trump, I don't really know what he did with Afghanistan. I think he made a pretty bad deal with the Taliban. You know, he put all these things, well, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. They weren't going to do any of that stuff anyway.
No, no.
You go back to Obama. Obama thought that, you know, he wanted to get us out of Iraq. He thought Afghanistan was the war we should be in. And, you know, Bush, he started, you know, the whole thing. And I get why we went into Afghanistan. I remember 9/11. I was at KTAR the morning that it happened. So, and we all remember it. So, but it's just kind of, it's kind of sad to look at the world that we live in today where, you know, we're supposed to be way past COVID. We're not even, I mean, we're a total mess. We're supposed to be better in Afghanistan. That's a mess too. I mean, everything that we built over there has just been destroyed. And you've got all these troops that are saying, why did I even go over there?
Yeah.
Because everything I did was flushed down the toilet. And what I would say is, well, for 20 years, people were given a chance over there. It was better for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that is something.
That is something. But at the end of the day, they weren't prepared to fight for their freedoms in their own country, and they turned it over. And a lot of the people that were supposed to fight really didn't have a disdain for the way that the Taliban wanted to run things. So at the end of the day, you know, you're dealing with a bunch of people that want to live the life that they want to live it, which is fine. And again, on the way out, I would have and it's tough if you're Biden, for anybody to take you seriously in you know, in being a tough guy. But I would have at some point said, look, if anything, again, somebody scrapes their knee and we find out it came from here, you guys will have 24 hours to get out of Dodge, because otherwise what is coming will be drones from hell.
Yeah.
And we'll see what takes place. Again, I think there's a lot of people are worried about it, but it, you know, it wasn't for naught, but it probably feels that way. All right. Guess what? COVID. Do Americans favor vaccine mandates? It is the giant battle that goes on. Vaccine mandates, to vaccine, to not, to get a third shot. Israel's given a four shot. We are going to discuss that. It is crazy. I'm thinking to myself, if you need four shots, there's a lot going on that should be scaring us a lot more than we think. We will discuss it straight ahead. It is the Gatos and Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
A majority of Americans do actually fear this virus and understand the science. They respect it.
Fear the virus. That right there is Mara Gay, New York Times writer, going on to talk about, you know, how many people fear the virus. You can't fear something like this. At this point in time, we kind of know what we're facing, and we know what you have to do to get through this thing. But if you should have a healthy respect, but fear is not the word that people should use, because fear is an emotion that's going to cause you to do certain things. And if it's crazy. And I'm telling you, Gatos, when I hear stuff like that, and I hear you know people fear, you don't fear it. You have a respect. I work with giant animals, and I was talking to somebody today, remember the little snake I brought in last year, the one I got?
Yeah, you had it on your head the whole time during the show.
She's about 8 feet long now.
Oh, my gosh.
Next year, as I start to feed her more and more, she's going to top out anywhere between, her mom's like 20, 21 feet. I don't know if she'll get that big, but she'll get 19 feet. Mm-hmm. She will be big enough, you know, if not handled correctly, to do damage to the point where she won't eat me, but she could probably easily kill me. I have a respect for her. I don't fear. If I feared her, you should never have anything like that. We can't live in fear. And I think too often than not, when it comes to the virus, people, they sit there and watch the news all day, man, and they start living in fear. You can't do that.
No. If I feared this virus, I would have gotten a hotel room. Because I'm at home and my wife has COVID and she was vaccinated and she's feeling fine. Her symptoms are very mild. If I feared getting this virus, I would have went and got a hotel, but I'm not doing that.
No,
I didn't do it. I don't want COVID. I want to avoid getting it. Absolutely. There's no question about it. 100%. I do not want it, but do I fear it? I think if I feared it, I wouldn't go on a plane. I think if I feared it, I wouldn't go to a game. Well, I'm going on planes and I'm going to games, but I think you're right. It's kind of the respect thing. I throw a mask on a lot more these days than I have in the last couple months. But that's not because I fear it. It's just I'm just going to keep myself safe.
Yeah.
But if you fear it, I'll tell you this. I think my sister fears this virus. Because, you know, she's in New Jersey. Last year, honestly, she didn't leave her house, man.
Yeah.
She didn't leave her house. You think I'm bad? She didn't leave her house. That's fear. I don't fear this thing. I don't want to get it, but you know, I could have gotten it. Just think about it this way. Like, for days I was around my wife while she was most contagious.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it. And then all of a sudden she says, I got a sore throat. All right, well, I'm not running upstairs. Oh, let's get a test. Let's see what happens. We sat down. We had dinner together. And then we got one of those take-home tests. She took the test, said she had it. I go, okay, I think I'm gonna go over here now. But that's normal. Moving away, you know, I'm upstairs now. She's downstairs. That's kind of what you do. You got to separate if someone in your family has COVID. And so, yeah, the fear thing, man, I don't know. I almost wonder if people were more scared of it, would we get past this thing quicker?
No, because I think if we were more scared of it, I don't know if we would, because I think what we would do is we would prolong it in a much different way. We'd be so afraid to make any moves that anytime something flared up again, we'd all run back in. And I think what we would have is a situation where we would just be always on, you know, neutral, kind of move forward a little bit. And, oh, my God, back into neutral and everybody run in. And we can't have that. And you know, today we were talking because you sent over those, like the Gallup poll, like 61% of Americans favor requirements for air travel. That's understandable.
Yeah, they favor vaccination requirements for air travel, yeah.
You know, and you got, you know, restaurant dining, 53%, 56 favor requirements for their office or work site.
All those numbers are up.
Yeah.
They're all up because if you look at them a couple of months ago, they were lower. But now Americans are more in favor of it because we can't get out of this thing.
Yeah.
And so let me go back to fear. I think I feared this thing at the very beginning.
Oh,
I think everybody did.
Well,
I think
didn't
everybody
know about
did.
It,
no.
Right?
No, we didn't know what was going to do. And it wasn't even that. It was like, am I going to get? Are we going to keep our jobs?
Yeah.
Like it was that too. How do I get groceries? Or you know, it was, do I have to wipe everything down? And it was one. So at the very beginning, you talk about fear. I think everybody feared it. And you know, now that we've lived with it for a year and a half, I mean, it could be if you get it, it could be brutal. You could land in the hospital. But you could also get vaccinated and have a very mild, I mean, beyond mild, my wife right now, she's fine, dude.
Yeah.
She's fine. The vaccine protected her. By the way, I told you, I was around her when she was most contagious. The vaccine protected me. I didn't get it. So I think the vaccine certainly makes a lot of people less fearful of it. But we've lived with this thing for a year and a half. Do we really still dread it the way we did?
No.
No, because we know more about it. We've got the vaccine, and we know how to treat it a little bit better. And it's not the most, you know, we've lived with it every single day. I mean, no one goes a day without hearing the word COVID.
No,
they don't. Unfortunately.
No.
Unfortunately.
And again, I go back to that fear thing, because when I hear her, and she's one of the big writers at the Times, and she's talking about that.
Can you play that again?
Yeah, yeah. And again, this is somebody who is well-respected in the journalism world talking about fear. And I just, it's amazing.
A majority of Americans do actually fear this virus and understand the science. They respect it. They've taken steps to protect themselves and their families. And they have a healthy fear.
You don't have healthy fears. You have healthy respect for things. And when you live like that, to me, what I hear is you're making choices and decisions based on fear rather than science. By the way, if you looked at the science and you looked at numbers for real, you'd realize, you know what, even if you are, if you're healthy and you get this, the chance of you dying are still, what, you know, less than 1%, which is not great. I mean, you know, you'd rather have it zero, but the reality is, you know, when you say you have a healthy fear, there's no healthy fears out there.
Right.
That becomes a phobia.
You know what I think is even worse than this virus is how we've all handled it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, some people, you know, you're going to see the video. There was a video just yesterday. Some woman, she's just coughing over everybody. She says, this COVID, it's all fake. She's coughing over it. She's doing, and it's all on video. And when you see stuff like that, it kind of brings you down because you're like, what's wrong with humanity? What are you doing? I think the way that we've all handled this, I thought at the beginning we would have our 9/11 moment where we all decided, all right, we're Americans, time to fight. We got a war. And that didn't happen here. We did the exact opposite. We went to our corners, and everything that's red, we liked. And then you had the other side. Anything that was blue, we liked. And I think that's been the most disastrous thing. It's politics.
It is. That's what
it's really just politics. Everything is about – everything is political now, from a mask to a vaccine to putting a mask on kids in school. Everything is political. And I think that's the real virus that's going to kill us.
Absolutely. You know what? At the end of the day, and I keep saying this to people, people aren't trying to find solutions. They're trying to win arguments.
Yeah.
And that's not a way to find a solution. All right. Monsoons. How wet was this monsoon? Could we see a record? And I'm telling you, man, this, how many bugs can one place have? I feel like we're in the South. There are so many bugs. We shall discuss it straight ahead. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
If you eat a yard mushroom, call the Banner Poison Center, which already is getting more calls for this.
So many flies and moths flying around this year seems a lot worse than normal to some folk.
If you eat a yard mushroom, call the Banner Poison Center, which already is getting more calls for this.
We've actually doubled our numbers since July, just for August, and we're not even through August yet.
Oh, goodness me.
Sounds about right.
I went in the bathroom right here. There's a giant moth in there.
Really?
Yeah.
We had a giant moth in the house yesterday. And I still can't find it. That thing was huge, dude.
It's like Mothra, right? Like, I'm like, are you here to fight Godzilla? Because he's not here.
Oh, this, the 2021 monsoon, it could become the wettest of all time. It also has, there's like a different plague out there now. It's like mosquitoes, moths, bugs, mushrooms. People are getting poisoned because they're eating the mushrooms. What else is up there? Ugh.
The bugs are so. I golfed, I think three or four times. I hit balls Monday, but I golfed, and one day it was not too bad. But yesterday, I will tell you this: there wasn't one time, especially when I was teeing off, where there wasn't little gnats or mosquitoes everywhere.
Yeah.
I'd have to step back, kind of brush my face, and then go for it. It was crazy.
Yeah, I am not kidding you. I bought bug spray over the weekend. I've never bought bug spray in my entire life. And I went and bought bug spray this weekend because you're right. Every time you go outside, you're smacking your, you know, there's a nasty, you know, mosquito on your leg, or I've never sprayed myself with that stuff before. And so it's awful. It smells terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point, right? They go, well, oh my God, you're gross. I don't want to get near you.
And here's the thing. I was talking to Kent Sexton, one of my clients, the Sexton Pest Control. And I said, dude, I've got so many mosquitoes in the backyard. Well, in the backyard, when we're in the backyard, and they love my wife. They're just devouring her. They're just, it's amazing. So they're going to come over and put down these mosquito traps. I've never had in 25 years to put down, have, you know, pest control company put down a mosquito trap. They're all over the place. All over the place. Even if you're wearing that bug repellent stuff, they're everywhere. So I'm like, was this monsoon season really fun? Well, it was while we were watching the rain. But afterwards, I'm like, I've got all these spots on my leg because of these stupid mosquitoes biting me.
Yeah, it's like you get pulled over. You're like, sir, do you have a problem with drugs? Like, no, I got bit a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, we got one of those. So my wife has this mosquito killer thing. It's like this little machine. You plug it in, and it's
like a defogger. Or
something? it looks like something like that. And she's like, "Oh my God, there's so many in there."
Oh,
and it's insane. Like, where
really
are you coming from? And we like the lizards, because one of our lizards is like a water-based kind of lizard, lives a lot in there. It's called the water monitor. And we're out there, we're always changing it. He's got a filter, the whole nine yards, but it still doesn't matter. And we've even got, now we bought those little mosquito eater fish that we can throw in there.
Oh.
And it still doesn't matter. They just, because there's so much rain, and we're surrounded by a golf course that they're redoing, so they water it probably 10 times a day.
Puddles.
And in the rains, it's a nightmare.
Well, because what did they say? You're supposed to make sure that nothing's puddling around. You know, if you have like a, say you have a, like an extra garbage can, and it's outside, and it's got no top on it, make sure that you're dumping the water out, because that's how the mosquitoes get here. there was a case over the weekend. We've had some cases of West Nile, too. Yeah. I was reading online. There's a guy in the hospital. He can't move a muscle. He got West Nile, and it all turned bad. So that's just another thing for us to worry about.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, going outside now.
All right, you have fun. You go outside. Take a quick
walk. I'm going to wear a full-body mask. How do I do that?
I'll buy you one. Don't worry. Just like I did last year. All Arizona Daily Download is coming straight up. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.